Hello, everybody. Welcome to week six here of Nemaha Central Girls Locker Room Chat. The Thunder here with head coach of the Thunder, Haddon Heltgen. And coach, right now, sitting on the season pretty good. You have not lost a game since that three-game losing streak that had begun the season. You've won six straight. You're 5-0 in the league play. You just picked up back-to-back league wins. You had that rematch game against Holton, which you lost earlier on the season, but it didn't count as a league game. This one, it did. And let me tell you, you made it count. You won 42-20. In that game, you had seven players with 5 points or more. Callie Honeyman led the scoring with just 9 points in it. It is an absolutely incredible game from your entire team. Just tell me how you got it done, and tell me what was that adjustment from that first game to the second game that really brought that difference on that scoreboard. And then also hit a quick note on that Sabetha game.
Yeah, it was a total team effort versus Holton there. We were really dialed in on the defensive end. We didn't give them many good looks at all. We were very physical in the post with their big post players, and we rebounded the ball well. So I think the first game versus them, we let them get out in transition a little bit and get some layups, and we took that away. We took their three-point opportunities away, and then defensively we were much better guarding in the post, in the paint, and we really just dominated the game from the second quarter on. It was a pretty solid performance by us. The Sabetha game, we played, we got off to a slow start, and Zoe Sudbeck gave us a spark off the bench. She played really well there. She came in, and we played really well there for a couple stretch in the end of the first quarter, start of the second, and then we went through a lull there in the second quarter. We didn't defend very well. It allowed Sabetha to make, to get some open shots, and they made them. The second half, we dialed in a lot better, and we're back to normal there.
And coach, another thing to mention, Zoe Sudbeck, she had 18 points against Sabetha, 3 rebounds. Honeyman, another great game, 9 points again against Sabetha. She had 6 rebounds, and then she went 4 of 5 shooting. So she only had 5 total shots, made 4 of those shots, incredible shooting effort. So, and you had back-to-back games. That's another thing. Not just, you know, 2 tough league opponents, but 2 back-to-back games that your team was able to power through, keep their legs under them, and get great shots, and have 2 good wins. And now you can take that momentum, continue it here, as you're going to go on and play now the teams in the league that you haven't quite seen yet in the league play. Now, you've seen them before, of course, but now you actually get to see them within your league. Rossville here coming up.
Rossville probably has, they have 2 of the best scorers in the league. Their point guard, the Dick girl, is a phenomenal shooter, so we definitely have to know where she's at all times. And the Burdick girl is one of the best forwards in the league, if not the state. She's very physical. She can play inside out, and you really got to keep her off the free throw line. So those two are a handful, and they can really fill it up if we let them get going. So that's definitely one thing that we are going to focus on. And then obviously, you know, we just got to take care of ourselves, work the ball inside out, and kind of do what we do. And hopefully go down there in a tough environment and get a win.
And then right after that, you have the Wellsville invite. Kind of what can you tell me about this upcoming tournament you have next week?
It's going to be a tough one. We got a tough draw right off the bat with Blue Valley Southwest. They're a 5A school that a really good program. They're going to get up and pressure us, and they got some girls who can score the ball. They can really shoot. I think they average 35% from the three-point line of the team, so that's something that we're going to have to guard a three-point line very well. And then also a three-point shot, you got to rebound the ball, not let them get any second-chance opportunities. So, we're not quite looking forward to that one. We're ready for Rossville, and then we'll turn our focus into that Wellsville tournament, but it should be a really good one for us.
Well, Coach, thank you as always. Again, week number 6 here, the Nemaha Central Girls Locker Room Chat with Coach Haddon Heltgen. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Life Care Center and Hal Exceed. Coach, thank you as always.
You bet. Appreciate it.